It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake-up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time wasting on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, love a lot. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind. Step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time wasting on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time wasting on.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A motorcade carrying the casket of former President Jimmy Carter made its way from Andrews Joint Base to a snowy Washington, D.C. first stop, U.S. Navy Memorial. Carter's casket will then lie in state at the U.S. Capitol until Thursday's funeral. Jimmy Carter's personal pastor, Tony Loudon, spoke to ABC's David Muir about Carter's determination over the years.
I've never seen anyone like this in my entire life, with the will to live, but more importantly, the will to serve.
Jimmy Carter was 100. Sentencing day still set for this Friday in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. A judge denied a request for a delay. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
A legal blow today for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
Fire crews in Southern California battling a fresh brush fire in Pacific Palisades. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. At approximately 4:29 p.m. on January 1st, a Price County deputy conducted a traffic stop on State Highway 13 near Grunewald Road. During the stop, the passenger of the stopped vehicle gave the deputy a false name, then fled on foot into the woods. It was the driver of the vehicle that gave the real name of the person who fled. It turns out that person had 5 warrants, one of which was a felony. The deputy then requested assistance from other deputies, the Park Falls Police Department, and K-9 Dixon. Dixon then tracked the person through the woods and the swamp for approximately 2.5 miles, and the person was then located and taken into custody without incident. If promised tariffs from the incoming administration come to pass, it will likely mean higher fuel costs here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying. And that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? My daughter Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Allard Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Allard Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You can see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Christian Watson tore his ACL in his right knee on Sunday. He'll undergo season-ending surgery. I'm Bill Scott. It's a procedure that'll see Watson miss a large portion of next season as well. Matt LaFleur says it is a big loss.
Just his presence on the field alone, he's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him. I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, that's a tough one. Just seeing it on the field, him going down, non-contact like that, it's very tough. And especially Christian trying to bounce back from what he's been dealing with and to be able to go out there and have that happen is tough. And I feel for Christian.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers are off today and resume workouts tomorrow, getting ready for Sunday's wildcard matchup at Philadelphia. Packers safety Xavier McKinney says they can turn this around.
We got the right guys to do it. We just got to do it, though. Like I said, we have the guys, we got the coaches, we got everything that we need is right here. Mentally, we have to be ready to lock in and ready to go. That's as simple as it gets.
I'm Bill Scott. That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today, with highs only reaching the upper teens. Some flurries may push in this afternoon, becoming more likely this evening. With 1 to 2 inches expected closer to Lake Superior, we'll see less than half an inch accumulate.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
That's Toby Keith with Should Have Been a Cowboy. We're 98Q Country. I'm Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q studios with you for the next 4 hours or so, hopefully accompanying you on a safe drive home after a good hard day's work. Thank you for putting that in, contributing in that way. Now you can kick back, relax, and leave it tuned to 98Q. I've got five in a row to finish off for you. It started with that Toby Keith, and Brantley Gilbert's up next, then Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, and some George Strait. King George coming up soon. Before we tackle that big question we tackle every day in about 15 minutes, what's today all about? Got some special answers for you and an extra special Packer Talk segment for the 4 o'clock hour later on. Do not miss that. That'll be at about 4:45 or so. A lot of fun until that, though. What's today all about? Find out after these four country songs. Here's What Happens in a Small Town. Brantley Gilbert on WCQM.
I came to a four-round to clear my head, 'cause everything I passed puts you back in it. You were done. Moving on, but you can't be too far gone. 'Cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every main road we've ever gone down, Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I walk in, every time the bartender fills it up again. Everybody knows why I'm here. Girls, what happens in a small town stays in a small town.
I could run from the past and from us and from you. But this is where I belong. This is my home through the world. Happens in a small town, stays in a small town. Every night road we've ever gone down. Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews. Ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I walk in. Every time the bartender fills it up.
Country.
I worked all week, cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. Started up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan-legged Georgia dream, but she's rocking them holy jeans. And baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires, musket down and wine. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked-up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. If you want a drink, go baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while we sneak away from the bonfire, walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Well, baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan-legged Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by.
Their variety.
98Q Country.
Hey.
It brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas. Texas is a place I didn't love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
That was indeed George Strait, as promised, to finish off five in a row with All My Exes Live in Texas. Before that, it was Lainey Wilson with 4x4 by You, her latest mega hit. Well, it's time. We asked the question, and I'll answer it. The question is, what's today all about? That's a big question, and I think most answers... well, maybe not most, but many answers are correct. What could a day be about? What does the right answer to this question even look like? I don't know, but I've got some here for you that I found on the internet, a website specifically designed to track and catalog all of the celebrations and designations and dedications and semi-official holidays out there. And I want to bring you only the ones I care about. I ignore all the serious ones, the ones that are a little too heavy or that I'm not interested in, because it's my show and I get to do what I want. Today is Distaff Day, or maybe Distaff, D-I-S-T-A-F-F, basically Distaff. It's the part of a spinning wheel, yeah, like the yarn thing, that holds the rough fiber before it gets spun. And it's apparently a major technological breakthrough when it came to spinning yarn, and basically replaced the job of a second person. The invention of the distaff, or distaff, forgive me, I believe it's distaff, basically allowed spinning to become a one-person job. And now, of course, spinster is used as a byword for lonely or single, and so it's we make fun of the people after this. Anyway, Distaff Day. It's also Mentor Day today. Specifically, I am a mentor day. Not me, not Gray. Gray doesn't, I don't think I mentor anybody. If you consider me one, you should tell me so. I'll do better for you. But that's I am a mentor day. So perhaps a day to feel some pride and accomplishment that you might not get the recognition you deserve for. Today is also Tempura Day. Yeah, the fried dish. Not for me, but maybe for some of you. It's Bobblehead Day today. I know some of you are nodding along because you already know, or maybe you're a bobblehead. Finally, it's Pass Gas Day. Most of the time, I just leave this off because it's just kind of gross, but at the same time, it's just as valid as half of the ones I've brought you in the last year or so of doing this. So, happy Pass Gas Day. Please don't. Also, special shout out to my brother. Yesterday, I was doing this segment and it was Apple Tree Day. I mentioned specifically that I didn't know why, and I even said I thought it might be random, but right after I said that on the air, my phone started buzzing, so I answered the call, and it was my brother Thor who educated me. Like I said, it was random, at least to my knowledge, knowing there was probably a reason behind it when I said that. It turns out you prune apple trees in the winter. So the holiday, Apple Tree Day, that occurred yesterday, is an off-season reminder for the green thumbs out there. Grab the parka and the pruning shears. Go tend to the apple tree. Big thanks to my brother Thor for a speedy answer, too. Like, I had just set down my headphones to take a walk over to the other end of the station, and my phone was already going off. So thank you, Thor. That is what today is all about. We'll check in again with tomorrow to see. But we've got more fun yet. we've got to take a look at this day in history. And after four, we're talking Packers. This is going to be my favorite hour of Packers talk yet. You won't want to miss it. More to come on 98Q Country before that, though. Country music coming right up.
98Q Country.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs only reaching the upper teens. Some flurries may push in this afternoon, becoming more likely this evening. With 1 to 2 inches expected closer to Lake Superior, we'll see less than a half an inch accumulate. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
98Q Country.
The radio in a sundress, making my world all a mess. Back corner of a cornfield, bottle tops in a true spill. Pulled the lever, lay the seat back laughing, you slipping off your shoes, while the dashboard speakers sing every word of night moves. I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds years once disappear. Sunday, pouring out your heart. When the bleachers are crowded, when you're sitting all alone, when the rain is pouring and you need something to take you home, let me be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds.
was. And when your eyes look back, when you're standing in the moment, every life has a soundtrack. Oh, I wanna be, oh,
country.
want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss, Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, unsinkable. This kiss, you can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide.
With today's best country and more of it.
98 Q Country.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on. Man, there ain't no doubt I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them worries goodbye. I'm feeling them good vibes. But I ain't trying to hear the negative. I'm just trying to change the narrative. It's simply imperative that we all have a damn good time. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good. Smile. I kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all.
woke up again this morning. And when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee. And like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside. And I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on. So this is my so sad comeback song. Now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go,
Darius Rucker with Comeback Song here on 98Q Country. We're about to finish off the 3 o'clock hour, but we can't do that without taking a look at the past. Time for this day in history. I will say it was a bit of a sparse day as far as things that were interesting or relevant. And then I spotted that on the 7th of January, 1782, more than 240 years ago now, the first commercial bank opened in the United States. So I thought, okay, that's pretty boring. But it was enough for me to start Googling, and boy, let me tell you, this company has followed a path that only a bank could follow. You know money is involved. Here's what I mean. So, 1782, the first commercial bank, the Bank of North America, opened in Philadelphia. Makes sense, one of the only decently sized cities of the time. From there, it was the default national bank because it was the first one, so basically, it was just like the de facto. The country needs a national bank. We only have one in the country, so you're it. But the government of Pennsylvania, where the bank was located, objected to the special treatment that it got, especially once other banks were founded and there was kind of a jealousy thing going on. The state agreed with the objectors and reincorporated it as a state business and therefore made it private again. So it exists as a private business. It's made the national bank. The people around it are angry, so they make it private again. But here's the fun part. The bank decided to be pretty strict when it came to debt collection. So the state's residents, after making it a state bank, petitioned to have its charter revoked. Hey, we wanted to keep you here. Now we want you gone. It was indeed revoked in 1785, but the bank continued under a new national charter and then in another state charter in Delaware. But that doesn't matter. Finally, in 1786, Pennsylvania gave the bank a new charter with heavy restrictions, and therefore, the Bank of North America was among the first three businesses with shares traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, that's kind of neat. So I'm thinking, okay, that was all the way back in the early 1800s. What's happened to the Bank of North America since then? Toby wants to weigh in. Our station dog has something to say about it. Well, it's a bank, so it's money, which means it kind of didn't go anywhere, but it also changed hands eight times. And that's only a slight exaggeration. It operated until 1923 as the Bank of North America, when the first of three mergers occurred. Those mergers were followed by three acquisitions, finally culminating in 2008 with ownership by Wells Fargo. That's right, the first bank in the country is still around, technically speaking, as an absorbed portion of Wells Fargo. Only a bank could fall into success. That's money for you. That's a look at this day in history. We'll have this one again tomorrow, and it's almost time, folks. We're talking Packers after four. I have geared up today. I want you here. I want you listening. I want you to know what's going on Packers-wise and journalism-wise. We're going to talk about some sports journalism today. But first, top of the hour news, sports, and weather here on 98Q Country.
98Q Country. Country.
I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me. And all alone. And all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. Me. Oh.
That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. But you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those hands. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear. I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with there's silver in your hair. You won't have to ask if I care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.